about the zone scheme? Did you, you know, kind of perk up thinking that it would be right in your wheelhouse? Because fitness and running has always been part of your skill set there.
Absolutely. I love the zone scheme. Just more lateral movement, quick, being smart, and just being able to move quickly and be able to get to the cutoff blocks on the backside.
At this point now, do you consider yourself an offensive lineman? I mean, is defensive line just the thing of the past, something you used to do, like guys that played quarterback in high school, like C.J. Anderson, the running back?
Right, I'm an offensive lineman now, and I've totally embraced it, and I absolutely love it.
What will it take for you to break through this year to be a star on the offensive line?
I just want to be getting better every single day. I have the capability. I just got to make sure I put it together and stay consistent.
You got cut a lot in practice at Air Force, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, every single day. I loved it. I mean, I remember days we'd had no pads on, and they would still cut. Just helmets out there. And I told them, I said, that's what it's going to be like in the game. That's what I want to see.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've been that. You know how frustrating it is, that type of blocking.
I can appreciate it.
How's the competition going with all these new offensive linemen in the mix?
Oh, it's great. I mean, not only do we get some great draft picks, but we got some great free agents in the offseason. So it's going to be a thick competition, and we're going to have a great offensive line.
Is this different for you that you're not, I mean, you're not trying to just make a team, but you have an opportunity perhaps play a lot, perhaps even start? Has that changed your mindset at all in terms of the way you approach this offseason and upcoming camp?
Not at all. I'm going to bring my lunch pail, and I'm going to go to work. And every single day I'm going to work as hard as I can to get better, and hopefully I can make this team better because of it.
What kind of studying is required on a day-to-day basis, learning a tweaked scheme like you guys have?
Oh, everything. I mean, you got to learn the new scheme, new calls, new defenses, and how they correlate with the scheme. Got to study past offenses that run a similar stuff. It's a lot of studying.
What do you get from studying those past offenses that can help you specifically?
I mean, you do a lot of just see the way they ran it. A lot, it's obviously not the exact same, but you can see the way the offensive lineman did certain schemes or certain footwork, different techniques, and apply it to your game if it helps, and if not, just see what didn't work for them.
When you made the change from the defensive side to the offensive side, did you kind of pick the brain of Orlando or anybody in particular that kind of helped ease that?
Absolutely. We had a great offensive line and a great developing core out there in the offense. I mean, a lot of guys came up to me and were just like, hey, let me help you out. Here's a tip here. Here's a tip there. Especially last year. I know Will Montgomery took a lot of us young guys under his wing. Said, you know, I've been here for 9 years, 10 years. Here's some tips. Apply that to your game. That was a huge help.
Are you doing that now? For the rookies, for some of the new guys coming in?
Absolutely, as much as I can. And I think that's what we have. We don't have, when I first got here as a rookie, it was more of a really put you down as a rookie. Here it just seems to build you up. You're a teammate. Welcome, brother. Let's go win some games.
After transitioning from a defensive lineman, are there still things that you take away and apply to your game today from your time as a D-lineman?
Absolutely. I mean, just it helps a lot to be from the other side. You can kind of understand the way they're thinking, and that really helps you defend against it.
It's been 5 years now that you've been out of the Air Force Academy. Does it seem like it's gone fast for you? You know, you've had kind of a different type of journey.
So fast. I mean, it's just been a flash. Each day has been long, working hard, but I can't believe it's been so long, going on my 6th year now. The guard?
Yeah.
Yeah, I try to work with the guard as much as I can, especially in the off season, right after the Super Bowl ends up to beginning of phase 1 training. I'm going almost every day straight.
And what exactly are you doing with them?
Doing public affairs with the National Guard.
So after a few seasons, how I know you say everybody's helping each other out, competing. How eager are you to get a starting role this season? How much would that mean to you?
Oh, eager. I mean, that's your day one. I mean, when I was very first signed as a rookie, that's all I wanted. I wanted to start for a team, help participate, and really contribute out there. Eventually become a Pro Bowler, and that's my goals.
What has Clancy Barone brought moving over from tight ends to O-line coaching, I guess?
I think he's great. I mean, when I first got here, he was the offensive line coach. And to see him transition back into that role, it's nice having some guy you know, but he really understands the scheme and system, and he really understands where we're coming from.
You see other guys on social media posting all these pictures of their vacations. Do you feel like you didn't really even have an off-season, having to work all the way through?
When you love what you do, why do you need an off-season? I love going to the Air Force and putting on that. I'm really proud to wear that uniform, and I absolutely love doing it.
Even though you've only got the 1 year on the 53, do you see yourself as a 6-year guy, as a veteran? Do you view yourself that way?
Yeah, I mean, I've gone through a lot of training camps, a lot of practices. And I think I'm more like a 3rd-year guy. But, the same way. I've done all the stuff, and I've been working hard.
And does the beard mean that you satisfied all your hours and time at the Air Force already?
Correct, yeah. I've done my full year's commitment already for this year, and look forward to going up next year, and hopefully it's late in February when I start back up with them.
What are your thoughts on Ty Sambrano so far? Are there any advantages or disadvantages to being an in-state college guy and staying around, or is that just a...
A huge advantage is you have the support systems, you already know the place, you're comfortable with the city, you have friends that are probably close by, you have coaches you can talk to. There's a lot of advantages to being a Colorado guy who went into that same college.
A couple of years ago when you were on the practice squad, Alex Gibbs was around, a zone blocking guru. What did he teach you back then when you were learning how to play online that's helping you right now within the scheme?
Oh, it was key having Alex Gibbs. I don't think I'd be where I was without his coaching and mentorship. I mean, he'd go out of his way to, I'd go to his office on the weekends or off days and just pick his brain. And to be able to learn from a guy who essentially created the zone scheme, that's really helped forward my progress.
Are you reaching out to anybody that might have played in this, former guys or
I've talked to Will Montgomery, and the same guy. He played here last year, and I picked his brain a lot because he used to be in the zone scheme for a long time, and be able to pick his brain about what helped him and different techniques and stuff and what to work on. That's really helped me.